Hello and welcome to UC Today. My name is David Dungay. Today I'd like to introduce Daniel Root, Global Head of Strategic Alliances at Barcode. Daniel, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's great to be here with you today, Dave.
Fantastic. So today we're going to be talking about the hybrid workplace, some of the challenges we're seeing in the market still, but particularly around those meeting rooms. Dan, should we start off with a bit of an introduction to yourself? You've been in the role now coming up to 6 months. You know, tell us a bit about your role and how that's gone for you.
Sure thing. So first off, obviously, my name is Dan Root. I am the head of Global Strategic Alliances here at Barco, and my role consists of a couple different threads, so to speak. So my first and primary is, of course, our alliance program, which has over 75 different partners, as well as over 500 compatible and certified devices with ClickShare. So that, of course, takes up a fair amount of time and effort, and then also working with all of our strategic partners on go-to-market programs and everything to really support our field and support our customers. And then I also work within the product strategy, and that comes from my time at Wayne House, really being an analyst covering this market. So I have a good understanding of where the market's headed. And so I sit in with some of our stakeholders within the strategy realm. And then lastly is as the thought leader, again, because of my time as an analyst and as our paths have crossed previously, it's been a fair amount of media interviews and really kind of telling the story and sharing the story of ClickShare and what it can do on a day-to-day basis for you and your team. So I have to say, after 6 months, it's been a real whirlwind. Just before this recording, we were actually going through how many months it's been, and I was thinking it's only been three. You were correct, much closer to six. It's one of those things where when you hit the ground running and there's an awesome team, you just kind of get yourself immersed, and it really doesn't feel like it's been that long. So it's been a great start so far. Thanks for asking.
Time flies when you're having fun, hopefully. So let's get into that first question, Dan. As I look around the industry, you know, hybrid working, I don't see many people getting this right. There are still lots of challenges for organizations who are trying to implement that hybrid working strategy. You know, what are some of the challenges you're seeing when it comes to hybrid working, particularly around that meeting room space right now?
Yeah, there's been a lot of different trends that we've seen emerging. And I think this year, especially, we've really seen the mandate trend where folks are just saying, hey, you are either in the office or you're getting cut, which in premise sounds completely fine until you really start looking at who it is that's not coming back. You know, if it's your lead developer or one of your key product engineers that says, I'm not coming back to the office 3 days a week. Well, suddenly it's a lot more important because having somebody just walk out like that could really leave you in a tight spot. So the mandate approach is working overall, but it is also creating a fair amount of friction. And so, you know, when you survey employees, a lot of the information that you see is that folks just want to be treated with respect. They understand how to do their job well. They understand that, you know, social capital is built in person and that there will be times and days that they need to be in the office, but they really want to have a plan that's structured around their role. They want something that's nuanced enough to understand, when do I need to be in the office? And I don't want to just commute to compute. So we're seeing, you know, more, shall I say, adoption or less friction in organizations that really take that time to go through and create a plan that's suited to the role and to the team that the a person is in, and really looking at the employee experience from end to end. And that's another trend we've seen, which is around the rise of people teams and really focusing on the employee experience. Prior to COVID, there was kind of a disparate process of IT picks certain things, AV picks other things, HR picks other software, and none of them really work very well together. But here it all is, and maybe we'll give you a intranet, you know, a page that has links out to everything that you need. But that's about the closest you're getting to anything that's integrated. And so since COVID, we've seen really a rise of this this people team within organizations that are looking more at how do I create a nuanced experience for this employee based off of their role. And that's helping to really reduce the friction. So we're seeing, you know, two different approaches of either the carrot or the stick out there in the market right now. And I would say that the stick certainly has worked fairly well, but the carrot definitely garners a lot more engagement and buy-in from your team, as well as increased ability to retain your staff and your talent.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of those needs, particularly from the technology side of things. You know, what are you seeing demand for when it comes to that tech, you know, around the meeting room space or meetings sort of space?
Well, within meeting spaces, there's obviously a continued shift towards video-enabled meeting spaces or the ability to have some sort of a hybrid meeting within a meeting space. But some of the challenges are when you move over to, a full room system, then trying to just do in-room sharing can be relatively difficult. You need to actually like start a call and then share the call between your laptop into the room that also has to join the call. So there's a few steps in there. So there's friction in the process of how folks want to use spaces. And we've seen an evolution of kind of room design. You've seen some more out of the box designs being adopted, such as, you know, Microsoft's Front Row. Pretty much every furniture vendor at this point in time has a Front Row style desk situation for a, you know, rectangular room. You're seeing a lot more of the informal type spaces, but in all of these spaces, the interactions with technology really need to be consistent and the same if you want folks to be able to leverage that space. Because if you're having to learn a new experience every time you walk into a room or have to guess how the AI is going to work on the products in the room, you really struggle to have confidence and really empower your team to leverage the tools you're giving them. If you're making an investment into this technology, you really need to think about, you know, how is it that I can make it as simple as possible for my people to learn it in one room, but scale that to all of my spaces so that they have that confidence when they walk in that I know what to expect, I know how to use this, and I know how to make sure I look like a professional. So we've been seeing a fair amount of folks trying to get down to what's the most flexible type of technology I can put into a space. And of course, you know, ClickShare has always been kind of at the forefront of that type of flexibility of let's just connect your personal device and let you run what you want. But there's also really now coming back from COVID, a strong presence of Microsoft Teams rooms that are out in the world, as well as Zoom rooms, Cisco WebEx rooms, and things. And so we have to learn to also operate within those ecosystems. And that's really, you know, where we're innovating and driving towards is how do we still bring a super flexible, you know, common denominator type experience to every single room, regardless of if you happen to have a preferred UCC vendor or not.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point, actually. You know, when I look around the enterprise space, one of the other sort of added layers of complexity is the number of UC platforms that a lot of these enterprises are using, and very few are using just one. So then there's that added challenge of layering on that knowledge across multiple platforms. But this is where Interop can become really useful as well. What are you seeing in the market in terms of Interop? And you know, maybe you could talk about how Barco is really bringing that story to life and how you're addressing some of those challenges.
So Interop has been a long told prediction and story. And so far, the interoperability that has come to bear is still lacking a bit. There are some connections between, and I would say Microsoft Teams has done the best job with making the effort to try to be interoperable, you know, with the success story of WebEx devices, or I should say Cisco devices, on leveraging Microsoft Teams rooms, as well as, you know, Zoom's interoperability with Microsoft. They're definitely the leader there, but each individual partner, shall we say, or you know, UCC platform has their own way that they want to interoperate. And so what it creates is some nuanced differences between capabilities or even between the underlying function to really make that call on that platform. In rooms environment or a room environment, you really, you end up losing a lot of the interactivity that you would have if you were natively meeting on that platform to make an interop call. Now, I think that this will continue to be worked on. I think that, you know, Microsoft will continue to lead in this space of interoperability. But at this point in time, there's a lot of holes and gaps in interop, and folks still need to meet on, a lot of the times it's Google Meet, you know, small design houses or, you know, small consultant groups typically run off Meet because it's just the easiest to work off of when you're a small vendor. And it's more difficult to get them onto your full systems and federated and things, especially when they're a small business, so they don't have the same level of InfoSec that you might at an enterprise. So how do I make those calls? How do I still meet with that person? And that's where we see Barco really trying to drive innovation, which is to say, we think that a Microsoft Teams room, a Zoom room, a WebEx room are all fantastic solutions. We want to enhance those solutions however we can and add flexibility for that common denominator. And what I mean by common denominator is the person who is going to be the furthest removed from that space, in the sense of how often they're going to be in that room, how often they're going to need the space, but still needs to leverage the technology in that space to get something done. So in a lot of cases, what that looks like is an external guest. I have a consultant coming in to give a presentation. I have, you know, somebody who is selling something to my organization, or maybe I resell something of a vendor and they need to come in and do training with us. And in those situations, that person connecting to your in-room or in-meeting space technology is really a challenge. And that's where ClickShare portfolio really comes into play, and being able to provide you with a simple button press and be able to share into either the native call that's going on in the room, or to be able to take control of the camera, microphone, and speakers and lead your own hybrid call off your personal device.
Maybe we could dig into that a little bit more, Dan. You know, you launched meeting switching earlier on in this year. Maybe you could talk to a little bit more about how that's really helping drive that collaboration through these organizations, and you know, what are you sort of helping solve there?
So as I just mentioned a moment ago, it's all about flexibility, and it's really about meeting the users where they are. And from our perspective, some of the easiest ways to do that are to give you the experience that you're used to versus trying to change your experience to what the room happens to be. And there are three main workflows that we see that create these challenges. So the first is that guest experience that I just mentioned a moment ago. The second is needing to be able to meet on another platform other than the native system that's in the room. And then the third is I need to be able to present just in room. I don't want to connect to a hybrid call. I don't want to have to make a call. Everyone's sitting here. I just want to share the content. And fortunately, in a lot of cases, I have to do a fair amount of a roundabout situation to be able to share that content just in room. Almost, if you will, here, a bit of Jonah Hill back from 40-year-old virgin trying to buy the shoes. I just want to buy these shoes. And in that moment, it was, no, you have to go home and bid on them and go through all these steps to be able to have those shoes. And he's like, but can't I just give you money right now? Like, we're right here. Can't we just get it done? So it is one of those environments or scenarios where you end up doing 15 steps just to do something as simple as just take my content and put it on the wall. So we really try to focus on that. And so meeting switching works with Android-based Teams rooms, as far as we have the Rally Bar Mini, as well as the Poly X series, where you can connect a CX50 Gen 2. And in doing so, you run your Microsoft Teams room like you would any other Microsoft Teams room. But when you have one of those three cases that we just talked about, you just plug in the button, press the button, and then you're able to take control of that Microsoft Teams room, or take control and share content into a Microsoft Teams call that is ongoing. On same sort of interaction as if you were using the HDMI ingest off of a tabletop unit. So those are the areas where we're really trying to provide more flexibility, create a situation where we have teams that can learn one room and one set of interactions and take that to all of the spaces across the organization to provide that consistency of approach and of the engagement with technology. And by doing so, we're able to reduce the stress of folks walking into a meeting space of the unknown. And we're also able to create something that is very scalable to the guests and to the folks who will maybe come into an office but not be using it regularly. And that's really the challenge point that we're seeing still with folks coming back to the office is, okay, I use it once in a while, but I'm still not really confident in how it is the whole world works.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see, Barco solving those big challenges. I mean, people in meetings, they want to concentrate on the meeting, not how the meeting works. So that simplicity and flexibility is so key. So, Dan, unfortunately, we're getting towards the end of our discussion today. But before we go, I do want to ask you one sort of last question about the big trends you foresee for next year. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about what maybe is coming out of the Barco camp over the next 12 months, if you can share any details there.
You know, for trends in 2024, I think you're going to continue to see the rise of multi-camera approaches to rooms. I think, minimum of two cameras are going to be very popular in 2024. I think you're going to see more of that 360 camera, as you can see a few of them behind me here on a table. I think you're going to see more of those, but you're going to see them in conjunction with a front of room camera so that you have both a meeting view as well as a participant view for when somebody gets up and moves around the room and utilize that AI of face capture to be able to decide, what is the right camera to capture you while you're speaking and participating in the meeting. I also think that we're going to continue to see the convergence of BYOD, bring your own device, or wireless bring your own device / bring your own meeting technologies with the room system technologies. I believe that you're already seeing that with Microsoft announcing its wireless BYOD certification earlier this year. And also seeing that with some of the other manufacturers that are out there in the market as well. So, with all of those things coming together, I think you'll see Barco innovate in a couple of different ways. I think you'll see us over the next couple of years innovate around our form factor, innovate around how it is that we engage with our customer base as far as deployment and making sure it's as easy as possible for you to procure and then also register and set up and manage all of your Barco devices. And I think that we'll also continue to really focus on being a leader within the partner alliance program area. And of course, small bias there given my role in the company. But I think that you'll see going into next year an increased amount of co-development on the solutions that are coming to market with our key partners and a growing go-to-market strategy globally to best help our customers and our shared customers with our key partners be able to create that real scalable single user interaction for all their meeting spaces.
Well, Dan, that's great. I mean, it sounds like there's so much interesting and exciting stuff happening in the market. I'm really looking forward to next year. And it sounds like there's a lot of great stuff coming out of the Barco camp as well. Unfortunately, that is all we've got time for. But thank you so much for joining me and sharing some of your insights.
Well, thank you for having me, David. As always, it's a pleasure to talk with you. And I look forward to seeing you hopefully at ISE in a couple of months here.
You sure will, Dan. I'll be there. and thank you to our audience for watching. You've been watching me, David Dungate, on UC Today. If you liked today's conversation, please give us a like and a share on social media. It's always appreciated. But that's it from me. See you next time.